Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Hello, lovely. I've got another cracking bonus for you today. This is the audio from the live with Gemma Bray, also known as the Organized Mum. I mean, who doesn't love Gemma's motivation and positivity? My goodness, she even makes me want to clean the house, and I'm not the biggest fan of cleaning. But the wonderful thing about this conversation is we covered all things motherhood, the household overwhelm, even taking out some alone time, you know, so many things we covered. But what I love about Gemma is that she also gives you permission. You will hear her say in this episode, there's more to life than cleaning. And how cool is that? She makes it manageable for you so that you can still spend time with the kids, spend time doing the things that you want, because there is more to life than housework. And it's really interesting to hear the story of how she created the Organized Mum method over 18 years ago. How awesome is that? Have a listen and let me know how you get on. Lots of love. Bye. Good morning. Hello, hello. Welcome to Hooray Her New Chapter. This is my new series every Monday at 10 a.m. chatting to the most incredible women. We've had such brilliant guests. I've got so many brilliant guests coming, but today, oh my goodness, I'm going to be talking to Gemma, the Organized Mum. You know her, right? Everyone knows her. She's a game changer. She really is. And I'm really looking forward to it. I last spoke to Gemma, I reckon 5 years ago, but I'll have to confirm that with her. 4 or 5 years ago, it must be. And I'm really looking forward to catching up. She's just like a ray of sunshine, and she motivates even me to want to clean the house. Oh, here she is. Hopefully we can get her on. Yeah. Motivates me to want to do it as well. Good morning, lovey. Okay. Da, 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 da. Is it working? Hello. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Long time no see.
I was just listening to my introduction then. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Well, if you can even motivate me to want to to want to clean the houses, it doesn't come naturally to me. Let's just put it that way. How are you? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm really good. I just made myself a cup of coffee.
I'm
going to settle in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's very casual. It's not. So I think, Gemma, for my calculation, I was still living in Bristol. I still only had one baby. I'm pretty sure that it was about 4 or 5 years ago when I forced you into going live then.
Yeah, it's, for anyone who, like, this is very rare for me.
Yes, I know.
Hello, Kate. Kate will also, Kate just said on the chat, for me to go live is just, very, very, it doesn't happen, because I had this very traumatic incident way back.
Yeah. I think I've just lost her. Have I just lost her? Hi. I think we've just lost Gemma. She started chatting. Good morning. Have we just lost her? Where's she gone? She was just telling me, good morning, hello. Hi. Yeah, I know, it's so, here she is. I don't know what happened. We were just talking about things going wrong on lives. She's just said a traumatic incident. I know, how to, do you think she's doing it to me on purpose? Here she is.
Right, I'm gonna tell you my story, because I think I just made it just like,
you literally just said, I had a traumatic incident, and then cut out, and you've left us on a cliffhanger.
The cliffhanger, right. So in my wisdom, I decided to do a live cook along.
Wow, right.
Yeah. Never done a live in my life, and thought this was a really good place to start. And obviously what happened was it all unraveled. And I think there was like 10 people watching, and I was like, how to cook a chicken in a slow cooker or something. I mean, this is years ago. And then I just decided halfway through, I'm going to have to finish this live. I don't know what to do, but I didn't know how to turn it off. Like, I just completely blanked.
Yeah.
So I just thought to myself, I'll just stuff the phone behind the cushion on the sofa. That's what I did. So I just hid it and I waited for Mike to come home from work and he comes in. I'm like, shh. And he's like, what? And I was like, I'm live on Instagram, but I don't know how to turn it off. So I'm just, the phone's behind the cushion in the sofa. And bless them, there were still like three people watching the live and they just must have been watching just a blank cushion. So yeah, it's quite rare that I do this.
My goodness. Well, thank you. I do feel very honored because I'm very aware that you don't often do a live, so it's really lovely of you to join me. So thank you. And it's been just really nice to see you again and have a virtual catch up as such.
Yeah, it's
But
lovely.
are you good? How are you?
Yeah, we're all really good. We're really busy. So over like the last 12 months, we've done a whole relaunch. We've relaunched the app. I've developed guided cleaning sessions. So like ev everything
Nice.
over the last 12 yeah has
Yeah.
just completely changed. So it's been like an upward learning curve over the
And
past
all
year.
your branding, love all your graphics and your
Yeah.
branding. So not, I know that's not an easy job, so that's
No.
massive.
Yeah, a lot of work. I am very impatient, and if I have an idea, I'm like, I need to do it now. And I went, we had the most amazing team, and I'm just like, can I talk about it? And they're like, no, not
No.
yet, because we've not actually finished. So it was a real lesson in patience, and I was actually quite proud of myself that I was actually able to hide the secret for so long.
Keep it a secret. Well done, because I know, no, I'm exactly the same as you. I've got this real thing. If I can visualize something or I get an idea, I want it done yesterday. Like I've got that real shiny thing syndrome where I'll start something and I'll get distracted and I see something else and I'm like, oh yeah, I want to do that. And I get fed up with the other thing. And it's like, oh, and I just constantly do that. So the poor ladies that work with me, they're like, right, what are we doing now?
I think Mike hates it when I just go, I've had an idea. And he's
Yeah.
just like,
It's, oh no, what's coming? What's coming?
yeah,
So, I
actually.
mean, Jen, everyone knows you, but would you mind introducing yourself for those who perhaps have been living under a rock somewhere and haven't discovered the organized mum yet?
Okay, so I created the Organized Mum like years ago, like almost 18 years ago now, which makes me feel so old. Because I created it when.
I didn't realize it was 18 years. Gosh, wow.
But
Okay.
then, when my first son Tom was born, I just sort of fell into the trap of overcleaning. I convinced myself, I was struggling essentially with the transition into parenthood. And I convinced myself that if everything looked great and shiny on the outside, then everyone would assume that everything was like okay with me. Like, I thought if I can fake it to make it
Yeah.
essentially. And it, like, spoiler alert, that didn't work. I ended up really burnt out, really anxious. So I developed a cleaning method 18 years ago that I followed on my own, stuck it on the fridge. And then Thomas, who started it all off when he was born a few years ago, I think it's, I want to say 6 or 7 years ago, I actually started sharing it online. He dared me to talk about it. And at the time, like, Instagram was just avocado on toast and, you know, that sort of thing. Like,
Sunsets, yeah.
yeah. And I totally imagined it to fizzle out. I was just like, okay, I'll just set up an account. I'll talk about it for like a week, and then at least I tried. And that obviously that's not what
Not what
happened. I'm still
happened, is it?
here.
That's definitely not what happened. You just took over the world, as
Yeah.
you do.
Well, no, not well. Yeah, but it's bizarre to me that it started out just really, really randomly, and I didn't know what I was doing. I
Yeah.
just sort of started showing up.
But I love that, and I love the story behind it, Jem, that you did it just for you. And I think so many mums can resonate when you first have a baby. It is such a shock, such a transition. And you know, so I'm not the cleanest. I like a tiny house, but not necessarily the cleaning. If someone else could do that for me, that would be amazing. And I had a thing when my eldest was born, I would get really frustrated if I wanted to take a photo of him. When there was clutter in the background, I don't know what it was. And maybe it was the Instagram, because back in those days, everything was shiny and everyone was putting on this front as though we were all coping. And it used to get really frustrated. And I worked so hard to keep on top of the house. But it can add so much pressure when you're already, you know, you're keeping this new baby alive and you're healing. You've got this tiny baby that's so dependent on you. And then you've got the added weight,
Or yeah, the pressure of constantly trying to keep on top of the house, and it's not looking like how it did pre-children either. And it is a lot of pressure, and it can really affect a lot of new mums, can't it? So I imagine, did you expect when you started sharing the clean, like you say, you expected it to fizzle out? Did you realize quite the impact? You know, you don't just help people with cleaning, you're helping people with mindset, with, and what I love when you talk about, you know, get the cleaning out of the way so that you can enjoy your life, so that you can enjoy time with the kids or some self-care or whatever. And I love that. I bet you never expected, did you, that it would help on so many other levels?
No, so when I started talking about it online, I was actually working as an antenatal teacher, and I was also like a doula at the time. So in like my day job before I stopped doing that, I would see like probably 100 women, new mums each week. So they'd start off in my antenatal classes, and then they'd go to like I did baby massage classes, and then we did baby yoga and then all that stuff. And I could see it was weird. I kind of felt like I like they fell off the journey with me, like when their baby was like 8 weeks old and they'd finished the baby massage class and they were gone. But I could identify, and I could see that something else, like what happened to me, and like when you become a new parent, it's not just about having this new baby to look after. Everything changes. And because I come from that sort of antenatal and doula background, I think just maybe subconsciously, like now I've kind of moved on to the next stage. I'm still kind of doing that, but on a like a day-to-day basis, essentially. Like, and I like to think that especially with the guided sessions, that I'm keeping you company whilst you're getting all the boring stuff done, so that you can go and actually do something fun, like, I don't know, go for a walk or that, without having this mental drain of, and when I walk back in through the front door, I've still got to do the dishes, because it can be so draining and really lonely, actually.
I completely agree. And I think as well, I don't know about you, you know, when you talk about it's hard being a mum, particularly to someone who hasn't had children, it's hard to appreciate what exactly it is that's hard. Okay, we know about being tired, but for me personally, I find one of the hardest bits is the mundane, the mundaneness of the day in, day out, doing the same repetitive tasks. And again, I always talk about, I will only empty the dishwasher if Beyonce's with me. I have Beyonce on, she's upbeat, you know, you have a boogie, and you have to make it fun. You have to find the fun where you can, because when you're doing these tasks day in, day out, that's where you can really lose the motivation. And when your energies are at a low anyway, it makes the everyday task even harder, doesn't it? So I can see exactly why your guided sessions are just so popular and so useful as well.
Yeah, and I think what really struck like strikes me is when you become a parent, and before you have children, it can be it's the time, it's the time that you lose. So all of a sudden, like post having kids, showers turn into something that you need to do as quickly as possible, especially like with a newborn, because you switch gears. You're like constantly listening out. You're like on like high alert maybe for the first few weeks, and you're like, right, I need to get this done really, really fast. Whereas previously, you know, potentially you're able to take more time. And then you just, all of these things that you used to do to look after yourself just start falling to the bottom of the list. And I think that it's so telling when you see to people, like when I speak to people, if I'm like working with them, and I'll say, you know, what do you do for fun now? And there's always like a pregnant pause, pardon the pun. There's always like a pregnant pause, and it's just like,
And you feel like you should fill it. You feel like you could, but you think, well, I haven't got time for any of that.
exactly. And it's so easy because it's so time consuming. I think the mental drain of I've got to do this, and this, and then you just naturally keep putting yourself to the bottom of the list. So which is why it's really important for me to sort of say, it's so ironic. I'm like, there's more to life than housework. Yet all I do is talk about cleaning, and like all people do is talk to me about cleaning. And I'm like you. I really like having a clean house. I don't necessarily like doing it, but I know that once it's done, psychologically, I can free up space to think about other stuff, maybe like self-care and that sort of thing.
Oh, I love love that. Oh, thank you. Yeah, well done. There's some incredible comments coming.
I can't read.
They're too quick. But they're singing your praises anyway. Just okay. What you've been making. But yeah, absolutely. And I think it's that loss of time. And like you say, we go to the bottom of the priority pile, don't we? And then there's a surprise when we don't recognise who we are anymore. And I talked about this the other day. So I recently shifted. I was similar, talking all about play. And then I had 3 children. And funnily enough, I'm not playing in the same way I did when I only had my eldest. And I've recently shifted, having started a new chapter and wanting to support moms with this. And something I mentioned the other day was I turn 40 next year, Gemma. So a big milestone for me. And when I had my 39th, I was with some friends and we were like, right, let's put a bucket list together. Like, what are we gonna do? And I'm not a skydiving kind of girl. I'm a, you know, brunch at the Ritz kind of.
Yeah, okay, me too. Like,
yes. And my friends were like, right, so what are we gonna do then, Claire? Because I'm the first one to turn 40 at my group of friends. What's on the bucket list? You know, where do you wanna go? Any bands do you want to see? Da, da, da. And do you know what? I couldn't think. And I couldn't. And I was sat there and I was like, well, there's, I don't know. And it's that sort of another flag to show me that you've completely forgotten who you are. You're so busy. If I had the opportunity to be like, right, you're going to book a treat to take your 3 boys out somewhere. I know exactly what they'd love to do. I know exactly where I'd take them, blah, blah. But when it came to me, what's for me? Just me, a treat for me. What would I like to do? I went completely blank and I couldn't think of anything. I think it's just another thing to show that you don't get that time. You are at the bottom of the priority pile, and so you don't get that chance to remember who you are. And no wonder we miss the old versions of ourselves.
Yeah,
because it just feels so detached from them.
And I think it's because you're doing your best every single day. It's natural to go, oh, it doesn't matter, I won't do that. It's yeah. Fine. It kind of naturally falls to the bottom until, like you say, it's not there anymore. And you just
yeah. Like, oh. Yeah. And then now I'm talking to a lot of I presumed I would be talking to mums who've just had a baby. That's when I had the whole lost losing my identity is when the baby stage, I find the newborn stage very tricky. But then actually I'm talking to a lot of mums whose children start school. And then it's like, well, what now? You know, I've been such a dedicated mum, what now? What do I do? And where is my role in the world? And I think that can be really hard as well. So it can happen at all sorts of different stages.
Yeah, and I've also got one eye on, like, so Thomas is 18 this year. So I've got one eye of like, I'm going to have children moving out kind of thing. And like, yeah. what do we do? What do yeah. I do? Like,
yeah.
It's like this whole empty nest thing potentially. So that's, again, that's just like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I need more hobbies. I need to work more. I need to fill my time.
Cause you're not busy yeah. enough as it is, Gemma. Oh my goodness. Absolutely. So what would you say, you know, it's incredible what you do, that you know you work so hard to share and help motivate, but you are showing up on Instagram on a regular basis. How do you find that, Gemma? Like the I'm so sorry, the dog's been mad. There must be someone.
I was gonna say, is that a dog? Like,
it's just yapping because there must be someone on the street. How dare they? But yeah, how do you find a lot of mums that I talk to who want to start a new chapter for themselves, whether it's starting a business or take up cooking or write that children's book, whatever it is. For you, you were brave enough to launch yourself online. How did that feel, and how do you keep showing up? Because there must be days when you don't feel confident, or how do you manage that, Gemma? Putting yourself out there.
It's like a constant winging it situation.
yes, yes, completely agree.
Because it's so unpredictable. And I think running your own business is scary, as it is. Like, you have to wear all of these different hats. But if your like main like presence, where you know tell people about your business, is purely online, like I don't have a physical shop or that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Everyone sees everything. So like it's constantly. I'm constantly learning all the time. I love it. I love the energy. I love being creative. But yeah, it's just a constant, like, okay, what are we doing today?
And
All the time.
how do you find balancing it with family life, with your children and everything that's going on? How do you balance it all?
So I try and be really strict with myself. So I have like two long working days. So Mike is really good. So we more or less split the school runs down the middle. So I'll have two long working days each week, and I try and get as much creative stuff done in those long working days. Because what I find really tricky is if you are working in something where you have to sort of show up and be really energetic, that energy doesn't always come when it's scheduled to come. Do you know what I mean? Like that energy can come at like a stupid time, like when I'm on the school run or in the shower, and I'm like, oh, like, and that's not, you're not
You
meant to
have
be
your
here.
lights
Let's, you're meant to be.
bulb. I really need to share this. Get
Exactly.
that
So
completely.
I use my voice note app on my phone, and I'll just sort of like brain dump into that, so that when I've got my long working days, I can kind of compartmentalize it. But I do have to be really strict with myself, because I do love my job, and I could and I would be doing it all of the time. So I do have to compartmentalize it. In fact, it was quite funny. A few months ago, I was feeling really tired, and I was like, I don't understand why I'm so tired. I said, so I was like, I kind of feel like I need 2 days off a week. And Mike was like, what, you mean like a weekend? And I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's what they're
Yes, that's
for.
why I need a weekend.
But I think that's the thing, particularly when working on social media, is you can be available 24/7, can't you? But at the end of the day, you've also got a family, and like you said, you need to have fun. Otherwise, you sort of forget your own purpose, don't you? And your own why you're on this mission to begin with.
If you like constantly push yourself to do more, do more, do more, then eventually you do burn out. So it is, I have learned over the last year or two that it is actually really beneficial just to take some time away. Like on Friday, I was so proud of myself. On Friday, I actually took the day off, and I went into London, and I did like I was a full tourist, but I went on my own. Like I went on my own, like you say, discovering the things that I used to love. And I thought to myself, what would I do that like the kid, the kids might not necessarily enjoy, or Mike would kind of come along with, but like it's not his thing. And I went to St. Paul's Cathedral, and I went and did all this like history stuff, and I had such a good time. I was quite nervous going and doing it on my own, like turning up to this tour on my own. And this person said to me, are you on your own? And I was like, yes. But I had such a good time. I had such a good time.
Do you know what? This is something that I've learned in this last year. So I've been on my own personal journey, and I've called it stuck to strong because I was in the newborn, three children, just felt so stuck. And I was like, right, if nothing changes, nothing changes. I've got to do something about this. I can't go through this all over again. That whole feeling lost and just wobbly and just not myself. And so I decided I wanted to get stronger, mentally, physically stronger. And actually, getting to know myself again, not being afraid of that alone time, has been a game changer for me. Just being able to take myself out for a walk, or I went to the cinema on my own not so long ago. And again, I booked my tickets and I checked where I was parking, and I was like, I was a bit nervous about it, but I really, really enjoyed it. And I went to see a film that I wanted to watch, Mean Girls, and I went to see it, and I really enjoyed it. And that finding opportunities, because it doesn't happen very often with three children, chances to be alone. But I always say as well, if you get chance to have some alone time, leave the house. Get out the house. It's only powerful if you leave the house. Otherwise, as you know, the to-do list is there and you end up pottering, or you don't get stuck into anything, or you do that mindless scroll. So I really try and encourage mums, leave the house and do something that's going to distract you from your phone. Go out and spend time alone and just get to know yourself again. And that for me has been amazing. So I love that you had a day out in London. That sounds fabulous.
I'm going to challenge myself to try and do that regularly. Like next time I want to go, like I'm really into like my history and all that sort of stuff. So next time I want to go and do like a little history tour around London on my own, and I'm going to take myself for lunch as well. Because I walked past this restaurant and I was like, shall I go in? I ended up in Costa having a sandwich, but baby steps. So like next time, I'm actually going to go.
Yes, definitely, absolutely. Even if it's just a walk or posting a letter or something and building it up, absolutely, because it does make such a difference. But I think as well, going through that mind shift of when I had my first, there's no way I would have ever taken myself out for a walk or go to the, you know, I didn't think that's what good mums did.
No.
I didn't think, you know, and I've learned that you can still be a good mum and crave a break or crave some alone time. And it's absolutely allowed because it then makes me feel good, which as a result makes me a better mum actually. So it's, you're allowed to do these things. You're allowed to be a mum and want more for yourself. And that's completely allowed.
And it's also really healthy as well, I think, to model that to kids as they're getting older.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, this is, I've got this and this is my hobby and I do this, that and the other. So I think it's actually a really positive thing.
Yeah, I used to almost wear like a bad burnout as a badge of honour. You know, I'm so tired, I'm so exhausted, I've been so doting on the kids. Actually, that's not a good thing. It's just not going to take you to a good place, is it? So
No. And that's literally why, it sounds really cliche, but it genuinely is the reason why I continue to like show up every day on social media, which isn't necessarily always the nicest place to work.
No.
But it's because if I get like a nice message from someone, and I've seen some very nice comments, like it was going quite fast at one point, so I couldn't really keep up with it. But when I sort of, because I sit in this room on my own a lot, right? I'm recording my session, so I don't really see the impact it's having. But if I just get like one message from someone saying, you know, you kept me company today whilst I did the dishes, and I managed to tick it off my to-do list, and now I'm going to go and do this fun with my kids or for myself or this. That's what pushes me to keep going, because I sort of remember how I felt back in the day where I was just literally spending hours cleaning and just missing out on friendships, visiting my family, because I felt so guilty because the house wasn't perfect, which it never is.
Yeah.
And it's never perfect.
And isn't it brilliant that you're able to share that as well, that there's not... like you said, that cleaning, the housework isn't everything, there's more to life. And I love that, that despite you talking about cleaning, you're also giving people permission. You know, because I think that's another thing, isn't it? Sometimes we just need someone else. We'd say it to our friends, but we forget to say it to ourselves, don't we? That, you know what, Claire, if the dishes are in the sink, but you want to go to the park, that's okay. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah, we can definitely be our like own worst critics. And especially if, you know, you are trying to be the best parent you can be. You're trying to be, and it's all mixed up in this, like, housekeeping, running a house. It all is really mixed up, and it can get really blurry sometimes. But there is, you know, like you say, there is more to life than housework. And you're never truly done. You will never truly be done. So no matter how much work you do today, if you spend whole 8 hours cleaning, your kids come in from school, it'll be messy again.
Yeah.
So it's when, like, if you have a slight shift in perspective and say, okay, this is just an ongoing thing, ongoing maintenance thing. It will never be perfect. I'm just going to wrap, you know, I'm just going to say, I'm going to do this amount of time today and leave it. It frees up so much, I think, of that drain on you.
Do you know what? I listened to a podcast around Christmas time, and that was a lady talking again about this, that cleaning, housework, washing, it's a cycle. It's not a done, tick, job, right, move on. And I think that's perhaps what we find quite difficult about it, is particularly when we've got that huge to-do list, there's nothing better than when you tick something off and you've done it. But it can feel like you say, you can be cleaning all day, and there's still going to be something that needs to be cleaned, or there's always going to be something going back into the washing pile. And I think it's getting comfortable with that and appreciating that it's always going to be there, and just not to let it take over as such, because the weight, the mental workload, isn't it? It's another thing for, not stereotyping, but we're talking about mums today, for mums to take on, and it's a lot. So
I think it can be really useful, like if anyone's sort of watching this now or listening to this now and thinking, but how do I break out of that, like feeling like I need to do, like to get to the end of the day and for it to look perfect. You know, if you think about your house sort of like a living, breathing thing, really, that is just an extension of your family. Mm. You know, it's there to house you, to keep you warm, to keep you safe and a place where you live your lives and you exist. Yes. It's not a museum, right? Yeah. People live in it, therefore it will get messy, and that is okay. It is perfectly possible to have a really nice clean home that's messy and lived in.
Yeah,
the two are completely different things. It's just a sign that life is happening in your house.
Do you know what that reminds me, Gemma? Actually, I follow this lady on Instagram and I adore her. I mean, the most beautiful house ever. And then I realized one day that actually when I looked at her, her children were grown up, so no wonder it was immaculate. She had teenagers,
hold on a minute. Teenagers' rooms, it's just like that is a whole
that's
different
another, like, I don't that's even know level. I think because I'm still in the trenches with the nappies and the toys, I just spend my life picking things up from different rooms, toddlers dispersing things, and I just realized that I was watching her and I was almost like watching it, and sometimes it was a bit triggering because I was like, my home doesn't look like that, and I worked really hard, but and then it was like, oh, that's why. She's in a very different, I mean, she runs a home account, so of course it's different. Her lifestyle is it. So I was comparing myself to someone on a very different chapter completely. And I think social media can sometimes do that to us without us even realizing. I adore that account. It's one of my favorites, but I chose to unfollow because I was like, actually, this popping up all the time isn't helping me. When I decide to decorate my kitchen, I'll know where to go and find her and look for inspiration. But at this time in my life, it's actually not helping me. It's actually having a negative effect.
Yeah, I agree. I talk regularly about like sort of identifying what era of your life are you in? Mm. Are you in the newborn stage? Are you in the, my kids are at school, I want to settle that business stage? Mm. And working out whereabouts you are and prioritizing your time accordingly. And, you know, if you are trying to set up a routine or if you are thinking, you know, where am I going to fit the cleaning into all this? You know, sit down and work out and make peace with what stage of your life. You might be renovating a house, in which case, you know, deep cleaning every day is not going to help because there's going to be more brick dust tomorrow. Yeah. So like working out whereabouts you actually are, working out how much time you have realistically to give to the cleaning or this, that and the other, whatever, and then divide that across your week and then just say, right, this is all, you know, this is, I can only do the very best with the time and energy that I have, and this is what I have. It's really important to recognize that, you know, like you did, you're not at the same stage. You know, everyone's at different, in different phases.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've done the same recently. So again, I try to bring movement into my day. I'm not a sporty person, so I have to make it happen. But I got in the habit of every morning, just 10-minute workout, and I would get messages. I would share, as you do when you do a workout. I mean, you've got to post it, haven't you? It's just the rules of Instagram. And I would say I was doing these workouts, and I would get messages from mum saying, how do you fit it in? You know, I just can't find the time to do a 20-minute workout. And I was like, I'm not doing 20 minutes. I'm doing 10 minutes. I put a timer on. Most of the times I have children jumping on me or demanding more milk in their cereal, whatever it is. But it's that, it's 10 minutes. I can do 10 minutes. I can't do 20 minutes. I haven't got time for that. So it's just like you say about finding the realistic time that you've got and using that as effective as you can. So I think sometimes we, again, I'd love to do a half an hour clean every day, but it just doesn't happen. But maybe I could do a 5 minutes. Maybe I could do one song and bounce around and get one of the rooms done, which is what's so great about your guides, isn't it? About breaking it down and having that routine. And they and everyone's saying about the guided sessions, Gem. I can see them going up. I'm really conscious. I know you've got a call, haven't you? And you've got a meeting. So just before you go, I wonder, just how do you look after you, Gem? You know, you're a busy businesswoman. You've got your children and your amazing house and lifestyle. How do you look after you? And do you have any goals for you for the rest of the year?
Okay, so I've got a shed that I've actually turned into like the most basic of all gyms, which I actually call my therapy room.
Oh, yes. Love it.
So
love.
I go in there, I've got a treadmill, and I just listen to Taylor Swift predominantly and just put it on an incline and just sing. I don't know what my neighbours think about me. They're like, so exercise is, for me, is like a really big way that I can sort of, that's my self-care. I love going out and walking the dogs, that sort of thing. My goals, to be honest, I don't really have any goals, just to keep going. I think I'm quite
sounds good to
we're
me.
We're renovating a house. We practical goal, I need double glazing. So I need to do that at some point this year. But yeah, it's just keep going and just, yeah, I actually quite like where I am at the moment, so just maintaining it, I think.
That's really lovely. And I think, yes, absolutely. I talked about this with New Year, you know, when you feel like you need to set new goals and you need to constantly be striving. But actually, look at what's working and keep doing that. That's also allowed too, isn't it? Instead of putting that pressure on ourselves, like, right, what's next? What's next? Actually, this is working right now. I'm going to just keep doing that. So I love that. Thank you, Gem. And I'm so pleased that you're in a great place. I think that's really lovely to hear.
Thank you.
Well, I am going to let you go. Thank you so much for coming on a live when I know you don't normally like going on live.
You're very
It was
welcome.
just
But
lovely to see you.
the thing is, we're coming to the point now where I'm going to have to potentially turn it off, and I don't want to be in a cook-along chicken situation.
Don't put it under the cushion. I'll end the call, Gem, so you're free to go. Should we do it that way? Just so you're on the same side. Thank you so much. And honestly, Gem, thank you for just showing up every day. Like I said, I'm not the biggest fan of cleaning, but you motivate even me to want to do it. And I think I know this community, your community, are so thankful for all the work that you do, because you really do. You're not just helping with cleaning, you're helping on so many different other levels, and everyone needs to know about the Organised Mum, really.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice.
No,
Appreciate
you're great. You're fab. Thank you. It's been really lovely to see you, and yeah, I hope to chat
Yeah,
to you
nice to
soon.
see you.
Thank you,
Bye-bye,
everybody, for
everybody.
watching. I'm going to end it now so that Gemma doesn't need to panic. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful, and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you, so please sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you, and if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.